This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. A delegation of African leaders was in Kyiv Friday to meet with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky as part of their mission to negotiate peace in the conflict with Russia. The African delegation included leaders from Senegal, Egypt, Zambia, South Africa, and the Comoros. They met with Zelensky after being greeted in the capital by a volley of Russian missiles and drone attacks. Following their talks with President Zelensky and South African President Cyril Ramaphosa held a joint news conference, and the South African leader said they were in Ukraine to share the African perspective on peace.
We are here to listen. To listen both to President Zelensky, and tomorrow we'll be listening to President Putin. And we do so with deep respect for the people of Ukraine, which we have expressed to President Zelensky, but also in recognition of the proposals that they have put forward as a peace formula.
President Zelensky said while he appreciated the African leaders' efforts, he said there would be no peace talks with Russia until Moscow withdraws its troops from Ukraine. Defense ministers from about 50 nations met at NATO headquarters in Brussels for a second day Friday. Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb was there and told VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine program the discussion included the debate over Ukraine's bid to join NATO.
Officials say leaders are going to be weighing a proposal from NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg that would let Ukraine forego a formal candidacy process that has been required by some nations to join. This formal process is called MAP. It stands for Membership Action Plan, and it's a plan that Sweden and Finland were not forced to complete. As you know, Finland is now the 31st member of NATO, and Sweden is still waiting on Hungary and Turkey to approve their application.
This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is headed to China. Following a two-year investigation, the U.S. Justice Department said Friday, police officers in the upper Midwestern U.S. city of Minneapolis routinely use excessive force and discriminate against Black and Native American people. The inquiry was sparked by the killing of George Floyd in 2020. This from Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner.
U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland on Friday announced the findings of a two-year investigation by the Department of Justice of the Minneapolis Police Department, concluding the department had a pattern or practice of using excessive force and discriminating against Black people. Garland said the abuses amounted to violations of residents' constitutional rights.
The Department of Justice has concluded that there is reasonable cause to believe that the Minneapolis Police Department and the City of Minneapolis engaged in a pattern or practice of conduct that violates the First and Fourth Amendments of the United States Constitution.
According to the DOJ, Minneapolis has agreed to negotiate an agreement with the Justice Department on reforming the police department known as a consent decree, which will be overseen by a federal judge.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is headed to China in a matter of hours for meetings with top Chinese leaders at a time when U.S.-China relations are at a low ebb. Speaking to reporters in Washington Friday, Blinken talked about the importance and responsibility of keeping the lines of communication open between the two world powers.
Intense competition requires sustained diplomacy to ensure that competition does not veer into confrontation or conflict. And again, that is what the world expects of both the United States and China.
Daniel Ellsberg, the government analyst and whistleblower who leaked the Pentagon Papers in 1971, has died at the age of 82. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Ellsberg was the whistleblower who exposed secrets about the Vietnam War during the Nixon administration.
I can't regret having done what I knew at the time to be what I ought to do.
The private and government military consultant turned against the government's claims that the battle in Vietnam was winnable.
How can you measure the jeopardy that I'm in to the penalty that has been paid already by 50,000 American families here?
In 2013, Ellsberg told the AP he fears for basic rights.
I don't think, actually, that we are governed by people in Congress, the courts, or the White House who have sufficient concern for the requirements of maintaining a democracy.
Daniel Ellsberg had announced he was terminally ill with pancreatic cancer. I'm Ed Donahue.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at voanews.com 24 hours a day. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.